World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I came walking down the steps into my multi-million dollar studio, and I was in a pretty good mood, and I had the I had my stuff all, my agenda all prepared over here for you. I was in a pretty good mood. Had a good day yesterday, and Michelle just literally crawled out of bed as I'm coming down, and she said, "How'd you sleep?" I said, "Man, I slept like a rock. Everything's lined up good." And then I come down the road, come down the steps, turn on the computer, get everything all fired up, ask some questions, and Ray starts talking about the church in Wisconsin. See, listen, give me some grace here a minute, all right? The Bible says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing." Now, if we were really to get it, you know, if I were to do a show on that, if I were to spend some time doing some research just on that scripture, and I don't know where that scripture is. I don't know where it is. "Come out from among them, be separate, and touch not the unclean thing." It's pretty deep. What would be, in your mind, the unclean thing? Hey, I'm shooting from the hip right now. The Holy Spirit and I are shooting from the hip, so bear with me here, okay? Give me some grace. What would be the unclean thing? And I would imagine most of us, when we would think about that, we would probably go back into some type of Jewish history and we would think, well, it'd be unwashed bowls, unwashed hands, unwashed whatever. Or we may jump into modern American evangelicalism and we would think, well, that was referring to sexual sins and all that. Is that really what it is? Is that really? When Jesus said for us to come out from among them and be separate, who was he talking to? And who was he talking to about coming out from among them and be separate, and separate from who? And come out from among them. Who's them? Who's them? Where's that scripture? Anybody know where that is? "Come out from among them, be separate, and touch not the unclean things." That's what the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart. Silver's going to tell me. He thinks he's got it figured out here. What you got, Joe?
2 Corinthians 6:17.
Thank you, man. Throw that up here real quick. Now, again, folks, this is really, really dangerous when you take scriptures out of context, right? Joe's got 6 up there. 6:17. Hey, Spence, can you pull that up there real quick? Hey, folks, I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. Bear with me a second, okay? Spencer, just go to 2 Corinthians 6. Let's just start at 6 here real quickly. Because Dale, did you want to say something while I'm flabbing away here? I mean, I see your hands up,
Coach. You said that you and the Holy Spirit are shooting from the hip with that question, and man, it was just drops in my heart. You weren't shooting from the hip; you were shooting from the heart.
Amen.
This is what is unclean and unholy in your heart. What are these things? But I'll pause now. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. Silver, read that for us. Let's just start. Folks, I don't know where this is going, but I think it's something really significant, okay? Go ahead, just start at 6 and start reading that, Joe.
Okay, Coach. "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain."
Stop a minute. And as we've said before, and we have new listeners every day, what does it mean to take the Lord's name in vain? What does the word vain mean? Vain means empty, without purpose, without substance. So he says what? Don't receive the grace of God just as a lark, just as a fluke. Don't do that. "I beseech you, don't receive the grace of God without understanding the power of what is involved there." Okay? If you do that, then you're taking it in vain for some other reason than for whatever his purpose. Go ahead, Jill.
For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succoured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Okay, friends, that means, listen, you are always living in a perpetual state of now. That's where we live. You do understand that, don't you? We don't live in yesterday. We don't live in tomorrow. We don't even live in 2 hours from now. We live in a perpetual state of now. Now, this moment is the day of salvation. In other words, we could say this moment, this minute, this second, this is the hour of salvation. And no matter where you are in your faith walk, if you take a good evaluation of your faith walk, you always have the opportunity to this be the now moment. This can be the now moment. Whatever it is that you've been struggling with and walking through and the pornography, whatever that might be, now's the day. Right now, make the decision now. Can I say this? Can I brag? Another bag of sugar. Another bag of sugar off of me this week. I'm down 15 pounds, right? I still don't go. Why? Because now is the day of salvation. I'm not going to start my diet tomorrow. I'm not going to start praying tomorrow. I'm not going to stop watching pornography tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Now, go ahead, Joe.
Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed.
I don't even know if I can continue reading this. Go on, Joe.
But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings.
Now listen, folks, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to fill a church with those things. If you tell people, come and be a Christian, because you're going to find yourself in much patience and in afflictions and necessities, in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, tumults, laborings, watchings, fat boy. Yeah, come and be a Christian. Walk an aisle, say a prayer. Sure, come on, your best life now. See how phony it is? See how we were talking about yesterday, evil men crept in unaware and what they've done to us. And here's Paul telling us, this is what real Christianity is about, boys and girls. Go ahead, Joe.
By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering.
Man.
By kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned.
Wow.
By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand.
Wow.
On the left.
Wow.
By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true.
Man, oh man.
As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
Joe, I'm biting my tongue hard here, right? Are these dichotomies or what, huh? Is this about the consistency and the persistence of the gospel and holiness, huh? This way or that way, this way or that way, this way or that way, no matter what, this way or that way. Go ahead, Joe.
O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels.
Man, you got to do it yourself, baby. You don't get sanctified just because you're hanging out here in the queue.
Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Hey, you better look around your church. You better look around your church, boys and girls. It's pretty clear, isn't it, Joe? Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Boy, I could go deep on that one. Keep going.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Something's got to give there, huh? Dark and light. Something's got to give.
And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Wow. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
Oh my goodness. We can't wait to fill our churches with infidels, can we? We want to get them in that churches and get them saved. Once you get them saved, then get them in the church. If you think the church is a safe place to bring them. I'm not even sure it's a safe place to bring people. To be honest with you. Go ahead.
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
As God has said, I will dwell in them.
In them. God's going to dwell in us and walk in us.
And I will be their God.
Amen.
They shall be my people.
Here's where we're heading today, Joe.
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Okay, go ahead.
And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Okay, class, here's a quiz. Here's your quiz for today. Come out from among who? Here's your quiz for the day. Come out from among them. Who be them? Who would that be, maybe?
The wicked.
The unredeemed. Pharisees, the church.
The unredeemed, right? Those who have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. The Bible says very clearly, do what? From such men, turn away from them.
Come out from now, under.
But Coach, that could be in the church too.
That's my point, brother. That's my point. Yep. Go ahead, Mark. Yep.
Come out from under, which means someone's over you. So it's not come out from beside a bunch of people.
Oh, man, no.
Come out from under someone, them.
Yes.
Them leaders, them bad leaders.
You mean, Mark, those bad leaders who are opening their churches to vaccinations? Yes. You talking about those guys? That you be talking about?
You're under them. You got to come out from under them. You got to serve beside them.
It's even clearer than this. It says, wherefore, come out from among them.
Among them, okay.
Among them. We are with
among them.
Those who are not His. This is the come out.
The come out agenda. Wow. Come on in, Rochelle. Then Dale.
Good morning, team. Boy, this is deep, Coach. This goes back to Genesis, where he says he separated the light from the darkness. It goes back when he takes him out of Egypt and says, don't be like those people of Egypt. We're not going to worship those gods anymore. It means to not give up or give in to what's in the world. You're not bound to unbelievers. And if we yield to the pressure of this world, then we will, when we conform to that, it eliminates our effectiveness in serving God.
Amen. Why? Because like when you're out with them, hey, Mark, you'll appreciate this. Ken Hunley's been coming. He's been getting the green tractor up there ready. And you know what he told me? Folks, listen, folks, don't miss the spiritual significance of this. Ken took me around this beautiful tractor that we have up there, and I'm not a very good maintenance guy, so I haven't been able to take very good care of it the way that you're supposed to. And you know what Ken Hunley told me, Mark? You'll appreciate this. He lifted up the hood, and he showed me the air breather. And he showed me the air filter. And he said, Coach, this is the most important thing on this tractor. He said, if you don't keep this breather clean, your engine will burn up. He said, every day when you get through mowing, lift this lid and clean out that air thing, will you? Clean out that. Brother, would that preach?
Yeah.
Will that preach? And how much are we being clogged up by what? These unclean things that we have been told, get away from those things. Come out. If you're in a church and they're selling you the vaccination, run for your life. Run for your life. Because I'm going to tell you something. Aborted baby tissue is darkness, folks. That ain't light. I'm sorry. Where I come from, we would almost call that cannibalism, right? Taking a helpless unborn baby and cannibalizing its part and putting it into a vaccine and putting it in. Touch not the unclean thing. How about this? Inject not the unclean thing.
Boom.
Huh? That's what we are. I feel John Diamond about to explode. Amen. You got something to say, John?
No, I'm soaking it up today, brother. You guys are doing a great job. I love the interaction.
Okay, me too. Because listen, Ray LeBlanc started it. Ray LeBlanc started it. Tell me they have a church that is opening up its doors for the vac to get people vaccinated. Come on in, Ray. Talk about that a second. I came down here in a good mood. Okay, it's Ray's fault. I came down in a good mood. Unmute yourself, Ray.
Okay. Actually, I just was reading a text from Beth. She's another member that we associate with. Tuesday nights we have our Coach Dave meeting at our ministry, and she showed me the text. The inner circle of the church, the body of deacons and the pastor there, actually sending out an encouraging letter, text to all their members to encourage people to come and get vaccinated. So, I mean, they opened their facility is one thing. We were going to go Sunday morning and protest there in front of the people as they're coming in and warn them about it. We get some good signs about vaccination made up. But they're going to be doing it on Mondays and I believe Wednesday. So we're gonna hit that place when they're actually doing the vaccinations.
Awesome, but Ray.
They opened up the facility was one thing, but to encourage your members and things, you know, because they said they opened it up for all kinds of functions. So this would be just one more.
Oh, this would be great.
No, yeah. They're encouraging it. They're actually encouraging it. It's sickening.
Folks, you do understand this, don't you? Tell me you get this. If you're allowing them to inject aborted baby cells or tissue into your blood, that is a form of cannibalism. You say, what? Coach, no, really? When you eat something, where does it end up, friends? Where does it end up? It ends up in the blood, does it not? It ends up in the blood.
You digest it.
So if you take a little aborted baby tissue, just a small one, I heard somebody say the other day, well, coach, it's God's way of being able to bring healing to his. I thought, I want to slap him in the mouth. What the hell are you talking about, right? Right? It shows how lost and how confused we are. Come on in, Dale. Then Joe.
Yeah, well, brother, I just got to go back, brother. When Ray said that, you said I'm shooting from the hip. Me and the Holy Spirit. No, brother, you're shooting from the heart. That whole passage of scripture truly was, touch not unclean. Come out from amongst them. Be ye separate. Do not be yoked. What does that yoke mean? It's not about sitting underneath the pastor. Because I tell people in my church all the time, I said, just because you come here don't mean you're saved, and it don't mean I'm your pastor. But when we yoke our hearts together, brother, this is why it's not just the pastor, but look at the congregational members who are bound into this because they have yoked their heart along with this stupidity. And brother, when you talk about it going into the blood, no, it's deeper than that. See, your blood recycles itself. This is attaching itself to your DNA code, which is what God identifies you by. This, your DNA code is separate from any other person's on the face of the earth. So when you break that, I think you're breaking covenant. Just me. I think you're breaking the ultimate covenant with God.
Wow. What if that's why? What if that's why he said those people, I never knew you. Huh?
Amen, coach. Amen.
What if something's been altered inside? What if something was altered inside of those people? And the Lord didn't say, like, not like, I don't know who Mark is. I mean, I know who Mark is, right? I know who Reggie is, but I don't really know Reggie. I don't really know her. And all of you know this, right? You know people who you thought you knew who betrayed you and you didn't know them. Why? Because they really weren't of, oh, this really deep, man. I never knew you. Come on in, Joe.
In my family, I have teachers, medical personnel, nurse, and my wife's a nurse. I'm seeing more and more cases where in these states that they're trying to early pronounce the age of children receiving the shots without the parents' permissions in the schools.
That ought to be a capital crime, brother. That ought to be a capital crime.
In the schools.
Yeah.
Not even with the parents' consent.
Yes, sir. capital crime. Tony, come on in, then Paul Webb.
Hey, Coach. Hey, this is what it is. It's all about substance, not spectacle. It's why Moses bested Pharaoh when they made the two snakes. One snake obviously was more real than the other snake, and that's why that snake won. Amen. This is our fellowship. It's real. It's not fake, right? It's not. We're not coming to church. It's all dressed up and then acting like a bunch of heathen scum the rest of the week.
Amen. So, amen. Vinny, my wife, before she fell asleep last night, my wife, she has a young girl that she's mentoring, and the young girl told her that she's going to get the vaccination. She's scheduled to get the vaccination tomorrow. And so Michelle is engaged in a back and forth argument with this young girl. And she's so brainwashed. And I just told Michelle, I said, hey, honey, kick the dust off your feet. That's all you can do. Blinded. The God of this world has blinded people, folks. They cannot see it. Come on in, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
You know, it's the thing that Dale was talking about, it's almost like you have a soul tie to that church. And because you give everything to that ministry, to that church, to that pastor, thinking that you're walking in the will of God. I mean, I've had that experience in my own life.
Sure.
You know, I was with the church for 20 years. I had to break that thing off my life, you know, because of what they were teaching. And so that's what's happening here. And that's what the Lord has commanded us to do. Break all, and, you know, soul ties, people think of that, the sexual aspect of it, but they could also be a thing with the church.
That's right, Paul. That's right. And it's a tough realization to come to. It's tough in your heart to come to the realization that your church family is off kilter. That's hard to do, man. That is hard to do. But it's a strong reality. Many of you right now in this queue would be monsters in a local church because you're so far ahead of where most of the people are and where the pastor is. The pastor would be very uncomfortable having you, and you would be very uncomfortable being there. Somebody say amen on that one. Somebody want to give me an amen on that, right? Huh?
Amen.
Because you can't unsee what you've seen. And it's not that you're smarter or better than somebody else. Your eyes are open, and you've come to the realization, come out from among them, be separate, amen. Touch not the unclean. What kind of crap are you eating? What kind of crap are you eating? How much Coke are you drinking every day? How much sugar are you dumping into your system every day, right? Huh? Hey, folks, it may be refined sugar, but it's unclean. I'm sorry. 15 pounds gone off of me because I quit eating that crap, right? Huh? Oh, this is a wow. I got a stand-up group here trying to get in here. Let's go to Myra first. God bless you, Myra. Then Clay. Go ahead, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. How are you?
Awesome.
And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me to the huddle every morning. And it's the Holy Spirit guiding us, because if people don't have the Holy Spirit, they don't see it. They're blind.
They can't see it. They can't see it.
Thank
you, Myra. And listen, here, this is important. I believe it's really important. You guys aren't following me. You're not following me. We're a group. We're in here together, right? I happen to be the conductor, but I don't say, see, when you're following me, it means you have to do what I tell you to do. Well, I don't tell you what to do. I lay it on the table, say, you want to do that? Go ahead and do it. It's up to you.
Amen.
For people who are criticizing you, saying, oh, you're following him. Oh, you better be careful. He got you in a car. The hell are you talking about, right? You want to be fat? Be fat. Don't want to be fat? Discipline yourself. Pretty simple stuff, isn't it? Come on in, Clay and Jeff.
Hey, let me set this point up. They say that these vaccinations alter your DNA, change your DNA.
I never knew you.
They also say they that they affect the reproductive system of both males and females, so that the men shouldn't have sex and stuff like that for, I don't know, a couple of months after they get the vaccination, and women, I forget how many weeks they said, or months. So here's the thing. If it's altering your DNA, we don't really know what's going to happen if somebody gets pregnant from this vaccination. So now you got the responsibility of people possibly having children that are defective, that Amen. They've got defects and problems.
Hey, can anybody
and then you've got that responsibility that you got to deal with the rest of your life and that burden. And then, you know, this could be going back to the days of Noah when you had mixed DNA.
I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you, right? Never knew you. Hey, folks, can anybody say Georgia Guidestones? What did the Georgia Guidestones say? What was the population going to be at the Georgia Guidestones? 500 million. Well, how are they going to get? I used to laugh. How are they going to get us down to 500 million?
Hey, Coach, you see a culling? You see a culling here, Coach?
Go ahead. What do you mean?
A culling. Well, you know.
Oh, culling. A culling of the herd. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Come on, Vinny. You're a conspiracy theorist. Come on in, Jeff, then Roger.
Coach, I was just thinking as you're reading the scripture last night, and this all tie here together. It's kind of I'm going to hit three or four different things, but last night Pastor Bill was teaching the people in the garage the difference between light and dark, good and evil, and what we got the problem with the churches today. And he brought in Joel Osteen and just about the blood crying out of the rocks. And if we would be about his business and do what we're supposed to do in society as Christians, we will get the blessings. And we go through it. I got to think about last night as I get this report that Mary Jane has no cancer on her pancreas. It is great. So I get to her and I both witnessed to the doctor yesterday. I'm witnessing the people coming out of the hospital, going up the stairs in the parking garage. People are all amening me, just happy. I got to think about last night. Mary Jane told me on the way home, she said, you know, we've been waiting to find this out since January 6th.
Wow.
Where were we at on January 6th? And I stood in that parking lot outside that hotel when she called me, and I cried. I'm standing at the van talking to you and Pastor Bill and all of our vans saying, they're just telling my wife now they found a mass on her pancreas. And here I am, clear in D.C. I can't even be there. Pastor Bill looked at me, and he said, listen to me. He said, you are about your father's business this weekend in D.C. The Lord has got her. And we have been waiting all this time. And he talked about last night. He said, think of the stress that just come off JC last night. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just doing what we're supposed to do. And then we also got a call a couple of days ago. Pastor Bill got the call from the FBI. I don't know if I told you this. Oh. They questioned him, wanting him to come in. And he denied, nope, not without my attorney, blah, blah, blah. They said, listen, we have watched hours. Because he preached out there for 4 hours, that bullhorn outside the Capitol. They said, we have watched hours of your videos. You're okay. You're good. He said, now, let me ask you this question. Does it mean the men that were with me were good? He said, yeah, they're all good. I told him, I said, Pastor Bill, didn't I tell you? They didn't want that story of righteousness on that side of the Capitol building of what we were doing and how you led 6,000 or 7,000 people. They don't want to hear that. No. So it was all good. They don't want to talk to us. But everything's good. Hallelujah. Mary Jane does not have cancer.
Amen with you, Jeff. Jesus. Hey, folks, listen to this. People in the hospital are looking for hope, aren't they? What a place to evangelize. Come on in, Roger. Excuse me for the cough there.
Dave, I'm here. Thank you for waiting a second there. It's so much bigger than vaccination shots at a church, you know, and to run from
it. It is.
When you become aware and you're thinking and you're in, you realize it's so much, the misguiding is so much deeper. It is so much deeper in places that you had entrusted such hope. And I think for me, it's not telling the whole story that tugs at me. It's not hearing the full Genesis through Revelation. It's just, you only hear a part of it. And that's what has always tugged at my heart. It's not that it's a terrible place, but it is if they don't tell you the full story.
Spencer, bring up a picture of a baseball diamond. You're right, Roger. You're right, Roger. I want you guys, I want to make it. Silver, you're coming next. Then Rich, we'll get you in here. Hang on there. Michelle, Debbie, we'll get you all in. Okay, pull up one of those, baby. Huh? you guys all looking at this? Y'all looking at it? That's a baseball field. you guys know where center field is? Can you put the marker on center field for us, Spence? There's center field, baby. Right down the middle, truth, right? And then Spence, come into the home plate. Come into home plate. By the way, home plate perfectly aligned with the pitcher's mound, second base, and center field. That's what they call the straight and narrow, right? Huh? And then I want you to look going down the first baseline and the third baseline. There's no line between second and third, by the way. There is, but there's no baseline there, really. But you know what they call that? Do they call that the fair line? Or do they call that the foul line? And why do they call that the foul line? Because in baseball, you're allowed to vary a little bit off center. It's okay to vary a little bit off center. But will you notice that the further you get away, when you get on the wrong path, the further you get away from home plate, the farther from the middle center you are. And so you better ask yourself, when you're standing at the home plate, go to the home plate for me there, Spence. When you're standing there and that dude's out on the mound, both of you standing in the middle and the center and truth, and this guy starts throwing you some curveballs, where does the ball eventually end up? Huh? How often do you see the hitter drive the ball right back at the pitcher? Not very often. That's why they got the guys spread out a little bit, because why? They're all of them off center. And so you can continue, the farther you get away from home plate, the farther you get away from center, the more off center you are. So you better ask yourself, who's throwing you the ball? And what is that ball? Are you now the right fielder? Where's the right field, Spence? Are you out there? Is that where you're living your Christian faith, Claire? Is that where you are? Are you the left fielder? Oh. Are you standing in foul territory? It's only foul territory just because you crossed over that line. Kind of interesting. I was a real good baseball player, college baseball player. You know where I played? Lord has a sense of humor. You know where I played, Silver? You're right. I was center fielder. Center field. Good. What a oh, man. Come on in, Coach, here, Rich.
Yeah, can't make it up.
Coach, you said that foul line.
Yeah.
Now think about this. Cat Pashville talked about this last night. Dark and light. Are you in or are you out? So what happens if you're running first base, running down the line, you get too far outside the foul line? Are you in or are you out? You're out.
Well, there's a little bit of leeway there. There's a little bit of leeway running to first base. You can get a little bit out of the line, be okay there at first base, can't you?
Yeah. But if you go too away, far, you're out.
Oh, what a visual. Come on in, Rich.
Sin means miss the mark, Coach. Sin means miss the mark.
Sin means to miss the mark. You hit a foul ball. You're in foul territory, baby. Go ahead, Rich. Come on in. Let Michelle ask.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Well, I'm going to throw you a curveball.
All right.
Because all right. HEK293 is a hormone, or I think it's a hormone, or it's a cell from a fetal tissue, from a baby tissue.
Uh-huh.
And they use it to enhance flavors, to enhance your palate in a lot of foods. I put the link in the queue, and I emailed the thing to you. It's in Gatorade. It's in Kraft Foods. It's in Nestle coffee creamer.
Hey, Rich, wait a minute, Rich. Hey, Spencer, put me out there in far right field, will you? Huh? I'm still in fair territory.
Jump in real quick. Rich is exactly right. I know that a lot of folks may know this, but I did a lesson on taste bud enhancers and how it began. And from the very beginning, they actually use fetal tissue taste buds.
Oh,
they later learned that HEK229 you know, was a human embryo kidney cell, they could replicate the taste bud enhancement out of that kidney cell, out of a fetus tissue. So there's a bunch of FDA exemptions I accumulated of the names of the logos he mentioned. Mm-hmm. They have to get exemptions. So it's under the term of natural flavoring.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that, Mark. Yeah.
Natural flavorings. If it's under 0.1% of the total volume of what's in the package, they don't have to disclose what type of natural ingredients there are. Animals, people, etc.
So, Mark, if I got this right, then it's the FDA and the Drug Administration and the Supreme Court standing out there on the foul line. Are they? Get out this for me, Spencer. Get out there on that foul line, Spencer. So this, come on over. So they're standing right there, and they're the ones determining fair or foul. Is that really what we're talking about? Huh? And they're getting mad because we're all standing over here on the first base foul line. Should be fair line. On the foul line. And all we're trying to do is we're trying to drag everybody back in play. We're trying to get them out. See, you can be out of bounds and still be in play, can't you? You can be in foul territory and somebody catch the ball and you be out. How many of us are in foul territory? How many churches are in foul territory? Don't even realize. Or how many of them are in left field? Dare I say that? Left field. Come on in, Michelle. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dale.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but
Yes, you did.
You're right. I did. And you're going to love it. Remember the song Center Field? Put me in, coach.
Yep.
I'm ready to play. What? Center field.
Amen. Center field. Good look at me. I can be center field. Yeah. Come on in. Now let's try it. Michelle, come on in. Then Debbie.
Good morning, coach.
Morning,
how are you?
Awesome, dear.
Okay. So to go back to the pastor that is kind of telling people to come get the vaccine, he is making a very bold statement of which God he serves, because my God is a God that heals. I don't need a vaccine. My faith is bigger than my fear. People get a vaccine because they're afraid of getting sick. So he's telling his congregation, you know, be afraid if you need to, because we've got the cure, instead of telling his congregation, you need to put your faith in our God that is on the throne and reigns forever and ever.
Amen, Michelle. In fact, they're hanging. Hey, Spencer, he's hanging out on the left field line. Can you get us over to the left line, the left field line? Hey, see, that's where many pastors are hanging out in, right over here. They're between fair and foul. They need an umpire to tell them even if the ball's fair or not. Many of our pastors are, right? And then if you're one of these guys over on the right field line, get over there, Spencer. Then you got all those other. Look how many people we have yelling at you. Look at all the people from the right field line to the left field line telling you how wrong you are. You're too far right. You're too far right. You're too far right. Get over there. You're too far right. Debbie Perkins, come on in.
Well, I've got two things. One, I'll tell my age, because if you recall the thalidomide babies.
Yes, ma'am.
That whole generation, because they encouraged pregnant moms. I think it was a sedative or something.
It was to keep them from getting morning sickness.
Right. And a whole generation of children that were deformed from that.
Thalidomide. Pull that up if you can, Spencer. T-H-A, lid, L-I-D, E-M-I-D-E, thalidomide. Thalidomide.
The other thing is that it does change your blood. It attaches to your blood. And then, you know, in listening to L.A. Marzulli, he talks about the old story about fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And how it changes your blood. And if you're going to hide it under God's wing, you don't want some giant sniffing you out.
I never knew you, right? I never knew you. Hey, Spencer, put thalidomide pictures up there. Type in pictures, because many of you younger folks don't remember this. Thalidomide babies, the deformed children. There it is. There they are. Those were thalidomide babies. And it was a medicine that the FDA, whoever it was, maybe there wasn't even an FDA, they gave to mothers who had morning sickness, and their children were born without limbs.
A whole generation.
A whole generation deformed, right?
Right.
Hey, folks, you understand that right now the vaccine companies have immunity? If we find out that it's going to make your children be born without arms, they're immune. No liability for them. What a wicked, wicked, wicked system we find ourselves in. Let me get somebody new in here real quick. Let's go. Silver, you've been waiting a while. Come on in. Then Jack will come after him.
Coach, I'm really angry right now.
Welcome to the club.
I want to address anybody who's listening to this or watching this. If you are a two-income family, the lower income, it doesn't matter if it's the lower or the higher. Generally, the higher is the guy working, okay? But one of you quit and go home, okay? Because if they take your children and give them these vaccines without your consent, your children, you as parents are responsible for your children. Okay, the other thing, Coach, when are we going to declare for real that we are in the end times? And when do we shake the dust off of our feet? I don't know. I think we're there.
I'm doing it more and more, not because I'm getting ready for evacuation, but because truth is more imperative now than ever. By the way,
absolutely,
Spencer, go down the left field line. Go down the left field line. Hey, Spencer, get over here in foul territory. Hey, you know what's right there? Huh? That's gay marriage. That's gay marriage. And they're telling us, no, that's fair ball. That's a fair ball. Let's have a review. We're going to go to the Supreme Court. Show us the replay. Oh, yeah, that's fair ball. That's fair ball. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair ball. Transgenderism? Where is that, Spencer? Where is that fair? That seems to me like that's a foul ball. No, oh, you're right. It is fair. I'm sorry. It is fair. You see what's going on, right? See what's going on? Why? Because we've got off dead center. True north is what the Bible calls it, right? We're off the true north. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, that's all so true, Coach. The idea that any industry could have an automatic out and be not responsible for their own products, no other industry in the world can get away with that. And none. On top of that, they tell us, these evil cretins tell us what they're going to do. Go back. You were talking about thalidomide. Go back. The Soylent Green, Hollywood was telling us about Soylent Green. We're living it. And then you go to Disney with Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. was telling us that the screams of children have energy.
Oh, my goodness.
That makes my skin crawl.
And, Jack, you know why? Because the guy on the mound's throwing curveballs.
And so fast that you can't even see him.
Yeah, he's throwing them right by us. We're fouling them off.
Zip, zip.
So the safest place to stand is in foul territory, isn't it? Yeah. Man, I don't know who to get in here next. Rochelle's been waiting a while. Come on in, Rochelle.
Wow. Okay. Let me just real quick, the aborted baby tissue in the vaccines. Remember, they used to just use eggs to develop these vaccines. They made this switch for a reason. One quick line from 2 Corinthians 6:14. It says, do not team up with those who are unbelievers. How can goodness be a partner with wickedness? He's calling unbelievers wicked. So we kind of see these people who are getting a vaccine, that they're seeing pharmakia as their protector. There was a nursing mama whose baby died because she had gotten the vaccine, and through the breast milk, her baby died. But and then the Deagle report, there's definitely a calling. But what I wanted to say is that Jesus can heal anything. And he didn't come for the people who were well. He came for the people who were sick. So even if this does something to our DNA, the ones who can, even later, maybe this makes them sick and they come to Jesus because they're sick. I don't know, but he can do that. Jack, very good. I have thought the same thing about Monsters, Inc., but here's the thing. A child's laughter, remember, it had more power than their screams. And when it comes to baseball analogies, my favorite one was that you can't steal second without getting first. And what you just said, Silver, I don't know. I'm thinking that I might have to leave first base here. And even though I'm very secure in my job and it's good money, you might be onto something. Thanks, partner.
Let the Lord lead you. Hey, Spencer, real quick. pull up aborted, just Google aborted tissue in food. See what we have here. Because Naomi made me feel guilty. I'm going to quit drinking Diet Coke, and well, especially that, but Diet Pepsi. Aborted babies in Pepsi, Kraft, Nestle. Shocking report. Now, folks, you can say this isn't real. Hey, by the way, you can get an umpire. They'll say, no, that's foul. That's foul ball. That's not true. They call them, they call them on Facebook? What do they call those guys on Facebook?
Fact checkers.
Fact checkers. Ah, foul ball. Foul ball. That's not true. Foul ball. By the way, did you know this as an umpire? I'm going to teach you something. That's why you guys come here. Did you know that an umpire never yells fair ball? Did you know that? He never yells fair. If the ball is right down the line and nobody can tell whether it's fair or foul, the umpire, if it's fair, he points towards the field, meaning fair, doesn't say anything. If the ball is foul, what does he do? Throws his arms in the air and yells, foul ball! Why? See, they want to get rid of us because we yell foul ball. Huh? They got to get rid of us. They want those guys to just keep pointing fair all the time. Fair ball, fair ball, fair ball. Boom. There it is. So, folks, artificial sweeteners, not all, but many of those artificial sweeteners are laced with aborted baby cells. I never knew you. Come on in, Reggie.
Good morning, everybody. I just really quickly before I wanted to make a comment. Rochelle, you were saying you might have to go to second base and make some decisions. I'm just telling you, my husband and I, for our whole lives, lived a really, what we people would have said, a hard life. When we follow God, we rip the Band-Aid off the places we can't go. We're just, let's just do it. And he always, always blessed us. So amen. Don't fear. Don't
put your
fear.
Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord.
But hey, I wanted to tell you was, I don't, this is goes back, sorry, I got my grandbaby here. On the CDC website, it was, I can't remember, last year sometime, somebody was, you know, found a tab where it was talking about preparing for zombies, okay? And when it made the news, it didn't make the news, it made social media and it went viral, so people were aware, and they're like, why is this on there? CDC switched the narrative as to why that tab was there and said it was a joke. So the CDC was joking, right?
Yeah,
sure. Now they're adding stuff under it to continue that false narrative, but that was up there until it got noticed. And now they're kind of switching it to ease the burden, you know, like it's a joke. It's not. So they already knew what these vaccines were going to do to us.
Amen. They know what they're doing. Hey, Georgia Guidestones. Okay, let's rerun again here. Roger, come on in, then Trump, then Joe Allen. Start down the list again. Go ahead. Come on, Roger. Or did you forget to take your hand down from before? Mark Trump, while we wait on Roger.
Yeah, I don't have a hand up, Coach.
Okay. Yes, you do. Dale Socia got a hand up.
Amen, Coach. Clay Parker put it in the chat, and I was going to say this a couple points. First thing, let's not even call it an aborted babies because that doesn't tell exactly what it is. These are murdered babies, dismembered, murdered babies that you're injecting into your body. I'll go back to that DNA thing. I mean, we got to wrap our heads around this. Satan himself said, and I will make myself like the Most High God. How is that? Is through that DNA. See, you can chop off your penis. You can do all of this stuff. But science is trying to get to that DNA, to alter that DNA, that code that God himself identifies you with. That's what he's trying to do. And when we see these things, we know that we're in those days.
Foul ball! That's what we ought to be yelling. Foul ball!
Well, yeah, and Facebook, amen. The more Facebook bans you, the more you know down the center.
I'm trying to get MT in here. I thought it was Mark Trump. So if you're MT with your hand raised, come on in. I'm sorry. I thought it was Mark.
Yeah, this is Matt Tice.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. How you doing?
That's quite all right.
Go ahead.
Just listen. It's kind of interesting. As I was sitting here listening to your show, I was reading a little bit of the newspaper here about somebody mentioning something about Biden's inauguration address and how he talked about unity and everything else. You know, it's incredible to think that the Pope and thousands of the preachers in the United States preach about unity. and how we're all God's children. Do any of these people read the Bible and understand where Jesus talks about how there are children of God and children of the devil? It's amazing that we don't pay attention to that type of thing, and we just go through life thinking, yeah, we're all God's children, but we're not. Biden will never unify the United States because all those Democrats are children of the devil. As long as we got children of the devil, Matt, and children of God, we're going to have trouble.
Matt, listen. You know, it's amazing. The children of the devil don't claim to be children of God. Why do we claim them to be children of God?
I asked the Pope. Ask the Pope and ask a bunch of these preachers. I hear one preacher after another talk about how we're all children of God. It's one of the biggest lies that the people are being fed. Yep. And that included Biden. Now, Biden's given up on that. He's seen the light, so to speak. And he knows that the children of God are not going to associate with him and the children of the devil.
We're all created in the image of God, but we're not all children of God. Foul ball!
We all have that opportunity to be children of God, that's for sure.
Come on in, Emma.
Well, I just wanted to say that I never would have come out of the church, but my pastor closed the church just before Easter last year.
Nick just sat there, you brought the paper.
Hang on, Matt. Mute yourself, Matt, if you could.
Just before Easter last year, he closed the church, and suddenly we realized we were in the wrong place, and we have found an ecclesia, and we are thrilled to be there.
Amen. Emma, you had a guy, you were listening to the left fielder, and you thought you were listening to the pitcher.
That's exactly right.
Get it back up there, Spencer. Get that baseball field back up there, right? Huh? Look, hey, get out there in far left field, Spencer. Hey, folks, I hate to tell you this. Far left field, Spence. There's where your pastor's pitching from. Right there's where he's pitching from. Huh? Somebody say amen, coach. Amen. That's where he's pitching from. Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, what a picture. What a picture that is. Who's turn? Joe Allen, come on back in, Joe.
Coach, Paul warns us about the Christians cannot be yoked together with unbelievers in God's work. If you guys remember, a while back, some of us of age, mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
What did they use in that formula that was food enhancers? Mad cow disease.
Well, we got mad cow disease, and it's because they've poisoned the word of God. See, that's what they've done now. They've poisoned the word of God.
And they're Fauci and the rest of them are saying 2 years from now, we're going to have a large increase of deaths.
Well, not only that, we're going to have a lot of infertile people, right? Huh? A lot of infertile women who aren't going to be able to have babies and men who are not going to be able to produce sperm, healthy sperm. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Who do I go to? Debbie, come on back in here. Then Rochelle.
Well, I was watching Alex Jones's Man on the Ground at the Border, and they had one bus that he filmed. Then those buses probably hold, 35, 40 people. Yeah. He counted 25 visibly pregnant women getting off this one bus. Only one man got off, and they all had very tiny, small children. Some women were pregnant carrying a baby. So you just wonder, why are they rounding up these pregnant women?
I don't know. And where are they getting them from, too? I wonder.
On the border. So I don't know. You know, how do you get 25 out of 40 that are visibly pregnant and they all are grouped together? They're not spread out in other buses. They're all grouped together. It just sort of made me sick because we all know what they want the little babies for. Yeah,
we do know that for sure, don't we? It's money, money, money. Hey, listen, folks. How about this real quickly? I got to throw this in here, Biz. Just I make a left turn. I think the ball's fair still. Okay, I think it's the ball's still in play. But isn't it amazing the coordination of these riots going on in America again? Do you guys think this is just spontaneous? Huh? And you know what I think part of it is? I think there's too much exposure coming out about the vaccines and the vaccinations and all that kind of stuff that they got to switch our view, man. They got to switch our view. And it's very clear now that the cop didn't do anything wrong. This thing ain't going to come out right. So, boy, they are stirring it up again. You think just Columbus, Ohio, they had riots last night in Columbus, Ohio. You really think these people locally just all of a sudden decide, hey, let's go do this?
They start doing just want their Air Jordan, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to be summer. They need some new shoes. Maybe that's what's going on. Come on in. Let's see who that I grab. Let's grab Tony real quick. Vinny, that's you.
Yeah, just want to say this is the OJ case of 2021. I just want to say that out loud, just in case no one got that.
Amen. Amen. It is. Oh, hi, Brett.
Hey, stay and follow the center fielder.
That's
right. We're
going
to be distracted. Pray for my son, Brady, and Lily. I saw on freaking Facebook that they got the J&J shot.
And
unreal. Unreal.
And
my ex-wife works in a pharmaceutical company for AstraZeneca. She's drinking the Kool-Aid, and I lost my mind. But you know what? We move forward in faith. And like someone said earlier, Jeff Klein, when you were in Washington, D.C., you be about the Lord's business. So Ohio Brett is going to focus on being about the Lord's business. But I tell everybody I come in contact with, hey, why don't you start your day the same way Ohio Brett starts his day? Get your butt on CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. Coach, Amen. Thank you for letting us have the time to have this conversation. You don't force us to do anything.
No,
but you set examples for us to follow, and you give us the wings to fly.
Amen. Amen.
You know, this is the ultimate herd immunity, isn't it? This is the ultimate herd immunity. That you guys are spreading it to others. That's how the herd immunity is supposed to work. And so we're becoming inoculated against lies, brothers and sisters. That's what we have to do. Now, Brett, regarding your situation, I would just pray, just continue to pray that the Lord will do a miracle and that thing will not do what it was designed to do.
Amen.
And that they did it through ignorance. They took it through ignorance. Folks, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable the blindness that is upon this land. Believers. Why? Because they're hanging out in left field. They're going to church out in left field. Yeah, Jeff.
Have them pull up Jeremiah 23, verse 29. This will be for silver. And it talks in there about the imagination of their own God and the God being angry. And Pastor Bill ended this last night with this verse in 29. It says, is not my word like
23, 29. Is not my word like as fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
We ended the night, and that's what he talked about. All the
truth.
Top of my page says restoration of the scattered flock, and that's what he preached on last night. The people are being misled. He got done. I looked at him. I said, it's hammer time. And he stood up and said, it's hammer time. That's for Joe this morning. It's hammer time.
It's hammer time, and let's get things back in center field. That's what we need to do. I still got a bunch of you hanging in here. Listen, I'll save you for the after show here, okay? Hey, folks, listen. The Dizdar event's coming up, man. It'll be here in, 8 days? I can't do math anymore. 9 days? So you can still do the live streaming. You know, it shows up as it doesn't show – when you click on it, doesn't show up as live streaming. It shows up as – well, maybe it does. But you can live stream for $30. Then you can have it, watch it live, and then you can archive it and watch it for I don't know how long it is, a couple months or something like that afterwards. You can do whatever you want to do with it. And it's going to be 9 hours of intensive training. This is not going to be preaching. It's going to be teaching. It's going to be hands-on, learning to deal with the demon. You won't believe this. Yes, you will. I had an unbelievable program lined up today. Unbelievable one. And then Ray LeBlanc punches me in the mouth coming down the steps, and we end up going a direction I didn't want to go. But it's all been good. It's all been good for all of the cult followers out there. So I guess kind of the takeaway message here today is the guy that's feeding you, is he on the pitcher's mound, or is he pitching from third base? Where's he pitching from? Where's he pitching from? Because, you know, he can be pitching from third base and technically still in fair territory, and it's still fair territory. Rightly dividing the word of God. Oh, the umpire says, yep, that ball's fair. That's ball's fair. And we need more people standing up and screaming and yelling out, foul ball. Foul ball! foul ball. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.